love Pastor Copeland, Bishop Copeland. Amen. All they mean to me these many years. And this is where I'm supposed to say I would rather hear one of these other guys preach. But that's not true. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's just not. I promise to tell more truth in 2022 than ever before. Amen. Even if it stings a little bit. Praise God. Amen. I do want to preach to us tonight. I feel like the Lord has given me something. Amen. For this church. And I do give honor to Pastor Copeland, Bishop Copeland. Amen. I appreciate him trusting me for preaching tonight. Amen. I want to preach to us from Luke chapter 15, verse 8 through 10. Amen. Amen. I just brought this iPad to show you that I have one. This is my real iPad right here, and so maybe I'll be more accepted that way. Amen. Luke chapter 15, verse 8 through 10. It says, "Neither what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you tonight for the word of the Lord. We ask you to help us, O God. Lord, as we labor together tonight, Lord, we look at what you have given, Lord God, that we might receive it. Open our hearts and minds, O God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you and give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I do want to preach tonight. You may be seated. I do want to preach tonight from this scripture a little differently than traditionally, and I'm not going to mention any of these other guys that misuse this scripture, and I'll just try to do it right tonight. Amen. Well, I began to look at this tonight, and this practice of using these coins was to represent a promise. And looking into the historical references, some on this, it was proof that a dowry had been paid and that she had been spoken for and she was to be taken as a wife. So these coins were given to this woman, and she was to keep them and to protect them and cherish them. And so as she kept these coins, they were to signify to her that the promise would be kept that was given her. And they represented a relationship. She had to have these coins when the bridegroom came again. And so this man would come, her her bridegroom would come and make this promise and leave these coins with her and promise to return. And when he went away, he would prepare a place. He would go and build a house. And he would promise her that he would come again. Has anybody heard a familiar scripture? Amen. That he would go and come again. Amen. The Lord said, for in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And if I go away, I will come again. Hallelujah. Amen. And so this parable has many parallels in this vein of thinking. She didn't know when he would return. She didn't know when he would come back, but she had to be ready. She had to keep these coins close to her and dear to her. But she had lost a coin. She had lost a coin that was precious to her. Often she would wear them in a veil, and somehow one had been lost. I don't know if it was through carelessness. I don't know if it was totally an accident. If something else had happened. I do realize that this is a little different slant on this scripture, but I really feel this is for the church tonight. She had lost a coin, and she was no longer ready for her bridegroom to come. So she lit a candle and began to sweep the house. Most often this is where we preach, that candle is the gospel. She begins to sweep, and that's the moving of the Spirit and looking for a lost soul. But I want to show us tonight that maybe, amen, it represents things that were given to the church before the Lord was ascended into glory. Amen. And this bridegroom was to come at night. This bridegroom was to come sometime during the night, and nobody would know. And it's believed that this is why that the 10 virgins in the book of Matthew chapter 25, why they needed oil in their lamp, because these young ladies were to guide this bridegroom and his new bride to the house that he had prepared. Amen. And they also were not ready for that. Amen. And we often preach that those virgins that were waiting for the bridegroom, that was the church. Amen. And we even say that they were all there for one purpose. And so I'm just trying to make a parallel here for the way that I'm using this scripture. I truly believe that scripture is written for that time and all time, and to use it in a singular path is limiting the Spirit of God. Amen. She had to have these things that were given her. She had to hold them dear to her. Amen. I believe I'm preaching to some people tonight that are still holding some things precious that was given you and that was given to the church. Amen. That you're still holding on to some things that were promised you and to some things that you're believing God for. I believe that the church is going to be ready when the bridegroom comes again. Hallelujah. God never fails us. He is even here right now. God is in this place even right now. There's no substitute for the things that God has given His church. They are very beautiful and precious things that God has given to the church. And so we hold them dear to us tonight. Amen. This is a good life living for God. Nothing can substitute the presence or the moving of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Not a light show. Amen. Not a smoke machine. And not a program that we can come up with. But a sovereign move of the Holy Ghost is what it takes. Amen. To save the soul and to deal with the eternal things. Hallelujah. Amen. Some would have us to believe that they sacrificed a career. Maybe I've heard people try to testify that they sacrificed a career in baseball to get in the church. My friend, that was no sacrifice. Amen. God did not save a baseball player. He saved a lost soul that night. Amen. We didn't sacrifice a career in worldly music to get in the church. Amen. But we came up when we moved into the church. Amen. Living for God is a good life. We receive good things, and we need to hold them dear. Hallelujah. And don't let them go. Praise God. Amen. Whatever your mark on life is, amen, it is secondary to being in the church. All the degrees that we can affix to our name has nothing to hold, amen, against salvation, amen. But saving of the soul is to be preferred over anything this world has to offer. Hallelujah. It's one thing to be in the church. It's another thing for the church to be inside of you, that you have embraced this gospel, that you have taken it into your bosom. Amen. When the church is in you, you're ready to tell it. Amen. You're ready to tell somebody that nothing is too hard for our God. Amen. He's doing it right here tonight. God is doing the miraculous. He is performing the impossible right here on Moreno Street in Buford, Georgia. Amen. Every miracle that was ever mentioned in the Word of God is available tonight right here on this street. Are you ready to tell Buford, amen, that this is the best thing that ever happened to you? Hallelujah. So this bridegroom came and he gave her these coins, and it was a promise that she would be true to him, that she would keep her promise, she would keep her end, amen, while he would go on to prepare a place, while he was gone away to prepare a place for her. Amen. That's where our Lord is tonight. He is building a house in heaven tonight. There are many mansions. There's a place for me and you. There's streets of gold. There's a crystal river. There's life everlasting. Hallelujah. There's continual worship in heaven for us. There's a place where there's no more tears. There's no more goodbyes. There's no more sad days. There's no more depression. Amen. But God has given us these things. Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. So not only we as an individual have to keep these coins precious to us, we have to cherish them and keep them near to us. But as a church, there are things that we have to keep. Hallelujah. I want to keep the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Amen. I want to contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Hallelujah. I want to keep that religious truth. I want to keep baptism in Jesus' name. I want to keep the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I want to keep the doctrine of the church. I want to keep, amen, the doctrine of laying on of hands. I want to keep healing in the church. I want to keep miracles in the church. Hallelujah. We need to keep our prayer life precious to us. We need to keep it near and dear to us. We need to keep worship and keep our praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has given these things to the church. Hallelujah. Amen. But some tonight are trading some of these things for sensationalism. Some of these churches are trading some things that we have counted dear all these years. A wise man once said, amen, you ought to find out why a fence is there before you ever tear a fence down. Amen. Some of these doctrines were put in place and not just reaching out of the clear blue sky and creating something to make us miserable. Hallelujah. Amen. But sometimes where it says low door duck, amen. It's because some people left some skin and a few hairs on that doorway before. Amen. Not me. Maybe Brother Pound. Amen. Some of his got skin so bad it didn't grow back. Praise God. Hallelujah. But some of these precautions that have been put in place over the years. Amen. We don't want to be quick. Amen, to tear them down. I'm ready to move on from some things. Hallelujah. Some of the things I hear, some of the songs we used to sing, I'm glad we moved on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've been in church 44 years. Amen. I believe it was last month, 44 years. I still remember the fight we had over overheads and songbooks. Hallelujah! wasn't that deep? That was a big council that we had to have. Amen. Praise God! We decided to move on. Amen. And now y'all don't even need the projector no more. The overhead projector anyway. Praise God. Some of the songs we sing, I'm glad we moved on. Amen. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere. Oh, yeah. Yeah, can you believe we used to sing that? Praise God. Amen. Listening for my name. I never sang that. I didn't allow that song in my church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And some songs I changed the word. I changed the words. I insisted on the song. The music director was, that's the way it was written. Did it ever occur to you? I don't care how it was written. Did that ever cross your mind? Job said he may not come when you. Really? I don't think he said that. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there, right? No, he did not say that. He did not say that. I know it makes the music fit. I know it fills dead space, and you don't know where to bust in with that word again. You don't know where to bust in with that next line on the song, and it helps you. I realize that. But please, not, no, no. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The gray speckled bird was probably written by some heretic. In fact, I'm pretty sure it was. And he brings up gray speckled bird. Praise God. Amen. Thank God we have moved on. Amen. Praise God. And I'm about ready to move on too. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Some things I'm not ready to move on from. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Do you know they call this a modesty wall? Really? Yeah. I've heard people in this church call it a modesty wall. It looks good there, and I'm glad it's there. However, people in the choir still need to be modest with or without the wall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not ready to move on from that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I can tell you why exactly. There's a lot of choirs in robes. Yeah. They make you believe it's because they want uniform color and all. No, that's not why. Even in some apostolic churches, that's not why they have the robes. I promised you I was going to move on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. As Bishop used to say, that ain't about right, that is right. Praise God. Amen. We need to keep the things that are precious to the church. Hallelujah. We need to be separated from the world. Hallelujah. We need to live a holy life. We need to be separated unto Him. Hallelujah. We need to keep those coins close to us. We need to guard them, the things that are precious. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So the bridegroom was coming at night. Amen. Hallelujah. There's another connotation to that. Amen. That when it's dark, when the world, we are living in a dark, dark time. Hallelujah. I believe we're at the closing of the church age. Amen. I don't know how close we are. Amen. This lady didn't know when he's coming. And the Bible says that no man knows the day nor the hour when he comes. But be ye ready. Amen. Be ye ready. Guard those coins. Guard those things. Even as an individual. Amen. I'm preaching about the church tonight. That we need to keep some things right. And keep some things pure. And keep them true. But as an individual, I've got to keep everything in my life that the Lord gave me. The things that He delivered to the church. We need to hang on to them. We need to keep them close to us. I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose that zeal that I once had. Amen. The Bible studies I used to teach. I don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose my outreach. I don't want to lose my evangelism. I want to keep those things that are close to us. Hallelujah. I want to keep my love for preaching. Amen. God chose by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Hallelujah. He's chose. Amen. He said to them that perish, preaching is foolishness to them that perish. Amen. To the lost. Hallelujah. That means the church is supposed to love it tonight. The church is supposed to love it. I don't want to get tired of Acts 2:38. I don't want to get tired of one God message. I don't want to get tired. Hallelujah. I want to hold my pastor's arms up and tell him, preach to me. Amen. Preach to me. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. Keep that close to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to be ready to celebrate. Amen. We need to call our friends. We need to tell our friends, amen, to come and celebrate with us, because we have found the things that were delivered to the church. Amen. In the first century of the church. Hallelujah. We need to be ready to tell our friends, hey, we have found it. We have found it. Just like the lost word of God was found and brought back to Ezra. Amen. Read to us. Read the word of God to us. We need to tell our friends. Amen. In our denominational friends, that we have found. We have found the well that was dug on the day of Pentecost. Amen. That living water is still flowing. We still got it here in Buford. We still got it in churches around us. Hallelujah. Churches we fellowship with, and some we should fellowship with. Amen. They still have the flowing water tonight. Amen. We need to love that. We need to tell it. We need to tell it that is still available. God is still pouring out His Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, these coins were about relationship. The relationship that this woman had with her promised. Amen. The relationship she had with him. The promise that she had. Amen. The hope that she had. That she was given. That I'll be back. I'm going away. But I'll come again. That where I am, there you may be also. I don't want to get tired of the message about heaven. I don't want to get tired of the message about everlasting life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This was about relationship. Hallelujah. Amen. It's still about that. Our message is still about a relationship. Amen. Between the church and a Savior. Between a bride and her groom. That there is great hope. Amen. This need to be a house of hope. There's nobody beyond being saved in this church. There's nobody too bad. There's nobody gone too far that God cannot reach them. He's still reaching tonight. He's still reaching for you. Oh, maybe you've lost a little bit of something. Amen. Since you got in church. Amen. Speaking for myself, I can certainly say, amen. I know I'm older now, and my wife tells me that I'm looking old and I'm moving slower, and amen. Brother, they did tell me this week. They said, you are driving just by about that much. Just by the skin of the teeth you're driving. Unless you promise me not to drive at night. Well, he didn't say promise. He said, you need to tell me you're not going to drive at night. Or I'm reporting you to the DMV. That's terrible. It really is terrible. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want to hurt myself or somebody. Praise God. So we accept certain things. Amen. When my wife and I first got in church, the pastor called us in and told us to slow down. You cannot teach Bible study every night of the week and still have time to spank your children. Hallelujah. Now, it wasn't quite like that. But he said, you've got children. You've got a family. And so I want you to slow down. We literally had revival both sides of our street. Amen. Hallelujah. We come out of our apartment one day, and the lady next door, she looked at my wife and said, I want what you got. My wife was offended. I was with her. She thought that she was talking about me. Not really. She was talking about the Holy Ghost she saw on my wife. We've never had that happen since. I wonder why. Because I'm older now. But it was the zeal of the new convert. It was the prayer life we had. It was the witnessing. It was the knocking doors and all of that. Amen. Those coins that God gave us when He filled us with the Holy Ghost, and we had zeal, and we had energy, and we were teaching, and we were accepting a call to the ministry, and all those things were happening, amen, for us, and I thank God for it, and I don't want to lose that, amen. So I can identify with losing a little bit. Amen. In my zeal and my walk and all those things, we need to keep those coins that we had. He gave them to us with a promise, amen, that He would receive us, hallelujah, that He would be with us, amen, to the ends of the earth, that He would be with. I believe that God, amen, He has enough blessing for the church that we can make it all the way to the rapture. I don't believe the church is going to fall short. I don't believe the church is going to become weak and anemic, but it's going to be a mighty marching throng all the way to the coming of the Lord. Amen. We're going to keep these things. Amen. The Buford Church is going to have revival until Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Until He splits the eastern sky. Amen. We're looking for the coming of the Lord. I don't want to lose that. I want to look for Him. Amen. He promised that He would come back. Hallelujah. So it's about relationship. Hallelujah. It's about relationship. Those coins represent relationship. I fully understand, amen, the preachers that have used this scripture wrongly, tongue in cheek, that you have preached it many times about the coin being the lost soul, and no. There's a reason these coins were given to a woman, type of the church. It's a relationship. And we as a church, amen. I it's okay to use it the wrong way, or some people call it the other way. That's all right. But this church, we don't want to lose. amen, what Bishop Copeland stood for. I don't believe we will. Hallelujah. I don't believe Pastor Jordan Copeland is going to let us lose any of that. Amen. But we need to guard it and keep it close to us and keep it precious to us. We need to appreciate that. We need to keep it dear to us. Hallelujah. And make sure that we keep those coins, that we keep them close to us. Hallelujah. Doctrine and prayer and worship and outreach and evangelism. Amen. Sacrifice and giving. Faith and hope. Amen. And preaching and ministry and holiness. All of these things. Amen. God's going to look for them when He comes back. He's going to expect them when He comes back. Amen. He's going to expect you and myself. Amen. To have been true to Him and to have kept those coins as a church and as an individual, that we are responsible for them. Hallelujah. And so we keep them near and we keep them precious. And we look at them once in a while and we count them once in a while. And we make sure that we have them. Asking the musicians to come at this time. Oh, I want to have what He gave me when He returns. I don't want to come up short-handed. And like the virgins in Matthew 25, trying to do last-minute preparations, there's not going to be time. We're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. There's going to be the cry that goes out. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. I want to be ready. Don't you want to be ready? Hallelujah. The best thing that we can do is to be honest with ourselves. And look at ourselves. Take inventory of the things He's going to be looking for. Take inventory of our own life. Hallelujah. Take inventory of what Jesus is going to be expecting. Hallelujah. Don't be caught at the last minute having to sweep the house. I want to be ready. I want to present to Him. Let's all stand together. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to be presented to Him. He talks about a church that doesn't have spot or wrinkle or any such thing. That we remain unspotted from the world. Hallelujah. He's coming for a bride. The Bible says that hath made herself ready. That she's taken her own inventory. The Bible talks about a judgment that begins at the house of God. He said, if we judge ourselves, we should have no need to be judged. I want to look at my own coins. I'm not here to point out your coin is tarnished. Your coin's looking a little dull. There's one missing. No, that's not what we're here for. Hallelujah. As they begin to worship in song. Hallelujah. If This altar is open tonight. I want to be ready when He comes. Hallelujah. We want to get a church ready for when He comes. Oh, I want to look at my own life. Hallelujah.
Drawn the line in the sand and out of the shade.
We're going to call our friends. Say, rejoice with us. Oh, hallelujah. I want to be ready when He comes. Hallelujah.